Hi, Mum.
Hello, dear. How was your night shift?
Really busy. Sam was off sick again.
Do you want any breakfast?
Oh, no, just a cup of tea, thanks.
Earl Grey? Or do you want some of my twigs?
Earl Grey, please.
I've mashed them up. They won't get stuck like last time.
Look, I've got a week off now. I don't want to spend it in hospital again.
I've added some vinegar to kill off those little wriggly things.
Mum!
Oh, all right. I'll make some Earl Grey. Ah!
What?
Remember those fish fingers that went missing?
Okay, I'll have a glass of milk, please.
So what was wrong with Sam, then?
Well, same as last time, but I'm beginning to have my doubts about his excuse, though.
Which is what?
That he's allergic to soup.
But it's a soup factory.
I know. I don't see how he can ever come back. I had to look after tins and packets last night. It's wearing me out. Sharon fell into the hopper again. Came out orange this time.
Her mother was just the same.
Always turning orange.
Always falling into things. When she left school, she worked in a chip shop, then a grocer's. She was always up to her neck in fat or lettuces.
What are those?
Lettuces? Little green leafy things that you put into salads or hedgehogs.
I know what lettuces are. I meant those boxes.
Came in the post this morning. More stuff from Clever Creations.
Oh, no, I told you not to buy anything from them again.
Why not?
Remember the mole scarer?
I just put in a little bit too much petrol, that's all.
Mum, it was battery-powered. You weren't supposed to put any petrol in it.
Got rid of the moles?
Yes, from our garden. Mrs Hardcastle's still got three on her garage roof.
Oh, is that why she sometimes shouts at me for half an hour then throws her dog over the fence?
What?
Well, I had old Mrs Browse round for afternoon tea the other day. We were sitting out in the garden chatting about the vicar and his walnuts, when suddenly out of the sky came a long howl followed by a damp collie.
So what have you bought this time?
Well, I've got some of those vibrating slippers. Look.
Good. What's in the other box?
Ah, it's a surprise.
For me?
Yes.
Oh, you won't surprise me when I'm asleep, will you?
No, don't worry. What time are you getting up?
Oh, about 3, probably.
Right. Oh, your sister ran for you last night.
Oh, yeah, there's a pub quiz tonight. I'll ring her later.
Oh, she's another one that had a strange man.
But that'd be you, I think.
Oh, yes.
And should be a hot, bright and sunny day in all areas. Except, of course, for most of Scotland, where it will rain all day as usual. A very good afternoon to you. And now on Radio 4, for the start of a new drama serial, set in a lighthouse just off the Isle of Wight. Its inhabitants, 3 men and a horse with only one leg, are constantly struggling with their hard and lonely existence. This tense and often tearful drama evolves gradually over 10 two-hour episodes, and culminates in a highly emotional and unexpected climax involving goats. Part 1. Another Wet Sunday.
Bob? Is that you up?
Yeah. What's this box doing here?
It's your little surprise. I thought you'd want to open it when you got up.
Thanks. What on earth?
Do you like them? They're called night pants. They have a little torch on the front so that when you go to the toilet in the middle of the night, you don't need to turn the lights on and wake everyone up.
And what's the music for?
Scares the cat away so that you don't trip over him. Marvellous, aren't they?
Thanks, Mum.
Oh, and there's a letter there for you too. Came in the second post. I'll put the kettle on for some tea. I'll do you one of my parsley and germaline herbal brews.
Okay. Dear Mr. Writing. Fantastic.
An allotment?
Yeah.
Of what? Beer vouchers?
No, it's a piece of land so I can grow things like vegetables and fruit and stuff.
All right. Can you grow beer?
I wouldn't have thought so.
That's a shame.
Here you are.
Thanks.
Here, Alison, Bob's got himself an allotment.
Of what? Beer vouchers? What's wrong with the back garden at Mum's?
Well, she wants to keep it the way it is, with her patio, a little bit of lawn. Though I must admit it looks a bit like Beirut at the moment.
Well, at least this means your carrots will be a bit bigger next year.
Bigger than what?
The ones you gave us this year.
I don't remember him giving us any carrots.
I didn't.
It was about 3 months ago. Brown paper bag full of small orange things.
I remember giving you a bag of earplugs.
What?
I wonder where those went.
Army surplus earplugs. I got them from Mad Dave, a bloke at work.
What did you do with them?
I gave half of them to the rabbit and put the rest in a stir fry I made when your mum came round.
No wonder the vet looked puzzled when he saw Fluffy's x-ray.
So, an allotment?
Yeah, I have to go down there on Wednesday, meet someone from the council, sign a few forms.
Where is it?
Down by the canal, next to the sewage works.
You won't have any problems getting compost then?
Yeah, I suppose not.
How's Mum?
Oh, fine. She's bought some more junk from that mail order company, though.
Did you hear about the vicar?
Not his walnuts again.
No, I don't think so. He was having trouble with his fire in the vestry, so he went up to check out the chimney. Found two of your moles wedged in the pots.
Oh, dear.
Gave him a hell of a fright. Nearly fell off the roof, apparently.
1-2, 1-2. Right, has everyone got a pen and a quiz sheet?
Old Derek's got an allotment.
Has he? Where?
I think it's near the canal too. It exploded once.
The allotment or the canal?
The allotment, I think.
Now, before we start, can I just say to all you blokes that you can use the gents again? Stuart's had a look at the problem and says it's fine just to wade through it and you shouldn't catch anything nasty, so long as you wash your feet in the duck pond afterwards.
How did you find out about it, though? He never says a word.
He's really chatty, is old Eric.
No, he isn't. I've never heard him say anything. He just grunts and winks all the time. Even when he's ordering drinks, he just points and grunts.
Rubbish. You were speaking to him the other night, weren't you, Alison?
Yeah, we were having a right old chat.
What about?
Well, everything. He was telling about his kids and...
He has kids?
He has four, I think.
Message just come in for Simon. Simon, you around? Simon, your wife's just rung to say the batteries have run out, so can you pick up some more on the way home? And she says, get those extra strength ones. Not the ones that only last 10 minutes, okay?
So you're going down to the allotment on Wednesday, are you?
Yeah, why?
Well, you can give me a lift. The library is just across the road from the sewage works, and I've got to pick up that book I ordered about synchronised dangling.
Oh, right.
You're ready then? Right. Question one. Which famous person once said, the worst thing about a broken toilet is always having to say you're sorry?
Hmm. Nice pond. Or is it just an enthusiastic puddle?
Hard to say. Looks pretty evil, though.
Do you think that duck is going to come back up again?
I don't know. He's been down there quite a while, hasn't he?
How deep is it?
Oh, not sure. We could tie a rope to something and drop it in.
How about that old toilet bowl?
The letter mentioned the patch had been neglected for a while. It just didn't say how much. Have you guys got a lawnmower?
Yeah, but it's broken. Steve accidentally mowed the dog.
What?
Oh, the dog's all right, but its bone got stuck in the blades. Maybe you could hire a goat for a week. Well, a goat with a scythe, perhaps.
Hello there.
Ah, that'll be your council person. And that'll be the duck.
Hi.
You must be Bob. Whoa, just as well I've brought me wellies, isn't it? They warned me about this end of the allotment back in the office. Take your rubber gloves, a stout pair of wellies and some nose plugs. If you're going down there, they said.
Look, is there anything I need to know before I sign the papers?
Couple of things. Best to stay away from here when there's a full moon.
Because the bloke on the next allotment is a werewolf.
No. Some of the tanks next door can get a bit... tidal. Anyway, best not to be around for that.
And what's the other thing?
Well, it's this shed.
Yes, we noticed the shed. Do you have a key for it?
We do, but it doesn't work. Nothing does.
What do you mean?
Nobody can get into it. It's been sealed up for years. We had a locksmith down here, but he went home in tears. First defeat he's ever had, apparently.
Really?
Last I heard, he'd packed it in and now works in Alaska mending polar bears.
Oh.
We've tried crowbars, smashing the windows with bricks. We even had a bulldozer have a go at it.
And what happened?
Took a little bit of paint off the guttering. look, up in that corner there, and wrote off the bulldozer. It's all a bit of a mystery, really. We even asked this bloke down the other end there to try and blow it up. He'd had some previous experience of exploding things on allotments because his blew up a couple of years ago, but he didn't seem too keen to get involved for some reason.
Was his name Eric?
Can't remember. He was a really chatty bloke, though.
Oh, that'll be him.
So what are you going to do now?
Well, we're going to have one last try. Bloke I work with, his brother works in the RAF. Trying to arrange a flyover so that he can drop a bomb on the thing. It's a real bugger trying to clear it with my other departments, though. Wouldn't believe we all work together sometimes.
You're going to bomb it?
Yes. So I wouldn't be too keen to get stuck into the old planting lark just yet. Not that I'm saying the RAF's aiming isn't perfect, but there's no point in slapping in a load of turnips only to have them blasted out of the ground a fortnight later, is there?
Well, no.
So if you just want to sign at the bottom there.
Right.
It's not actually too bad here, is it? Once you get used to the smell, that is.
One of my colleagues came down here once without his nose plugs, stayed for about 10 minutes. Got back to the office sick as a dog, he was.
Really?
Puking up all over the place. In the stationery cupboard, in the fax machine. All over Mrs. Donut's begonias. Right. Thank you very much, sir. I hope you'll have many happy years down here. Cheerio now.
Bye.
Bob, why don't you just buy a window box?
Oh, it'll be fine. Just give me a couple of decades. No, all it needs is a bit of mowing, a bit of digging, a bit of decontamination, and I'll have this spot turned into a lovely little haven of peace and tranquility.
Hello!
Ah!
Who are you?
My name's Sid. We're neighbours now. This is my patch here.
Oh, you gave us a fright, sneaking up on us like that.
Didn't want to approach you while she was around.
Why not?
Doesn't know what she's dealing with, that's her problem. Not experienced in those aspects of the world, if you take my meaning.
Not really, no.
Your shed, it's...
Yes?
It's...
Yes?
Haunted!
Bollocks!
I've seen things. Things that aren't natural.
What sort of things?
No, I've said too much already.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, give us a clue.
There are lights. Flashing lights that hang over the shed and flash.
When?
During the night. Not every night, though. Usually at weekends and bank holidays.
Has anybody else seen them?
Oh, yes. Haven't you seen the papers?
The local one? No, my mum doesn't get it anymore. Not since they published that series of articles about her last year.
I thought she was going to sue them.
Well, she thought about it and then decided not to bother where Uncle Dennis pointed out that every word they wrote about it was true.
Even the bit about the ketchup?
The ketchup bath, woman!
So, what's all this about the lights, then?
No, I've said too much. You just be careful. Be careful.
So how comes I get the crap deck chair?
I didn't want you to have any deck chairs. I wanted to do this myself.
There's no way we were going to miss a great night out.
This is your idea of a great night out.
Yeah, we've got deck chairs, blankets, 12 cans of lager and a variety pack of pot noodles.
And we're sitting in a load of mud next door to the sewage works. We know how to have a party.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming anyway, but I'm sure nothing will happen.
Oh.
Are you all right, Steve?
It's this deck chair. It's uncomfortable. And it really smells of poo.
You reckon that's the deck chair, do you?
Here, have a lager.
It's quite exciting, really. Last time I did something like this was that night Mum took us to the zoo.
They're not usually open at night, are they?
It wasn't.
I don't remember this.
It was in my last year at primary school. Remember, when Mum was leader of the Brownies?
A Tuesday, wasn't it?
That's right. She'd taken me and the others in D Troop out on an outing. It started off... okay, but went downhill rapidly after we got chucked out of that nightclub. Then Mum got banged up for the night for being in charge of 15 drunk and disorderly 12-year-olds.
I remember all that. I didn't realise you'd been to the zoo as well.
Worst thing was frightening those tigers. Mum still has a copy of the Daily Mirror somewhere. It was all over the front page. And at the bottom it said, "This story is continued inside on pages 2 to 13.
Pot noodle, anyone?
No, we'd better pace ourselves. We might be here all night. Also, the last thing I want's a stomach full of pot noodle if anything scary happens.
Actually, that's a point. I could do with popping to the toilet.
Sewage works is just over the hedge there. Think of all the time you'll save by going direct.
Didn't you go before you came out?
Well, yeah, but I think it's all the excitement and the adventure and the three cans of lager I had earlier.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I think I'll come with you.
But you just can't turn up at the gates to the sewage works and expect to make a deposit. They'll probably ring the police or shoot you or something.
There are some bushes back at the allotment entrance. We'll go there.
Well, be careful. They looked a bit on the prickly side.
That's how I got my scars.
What?
Never asked you about those. I always thought they were the result of some heroic adventure, saving a child from a burning building or plucking a stricken granny from some collapsing library shelves.
Hawthorn bushes at the back of the swimming pool car park, 1979. I tried to bowl Sarah Humphreys after our how to paddle without drowning lesson.
Oh, right. Not quite as gallant, but still slightly romantic. Come on, we won't be long, Bob.
Better not be. Look, it's almost midnight.
I'm hoping nothing happens.
Why?
Because we've got 17 more pot noodles to get through. Hang on. We haven't got a kettle.
Come on.
Bye. Mind the pond. Oh, and the old toilet bowl.
Oh, bollocks.
Right. Lager or raw pot noodle. Tricky one. I wonder what would happen if I poured some lager into the pot. Alison? Steve? Quick, there's something happening!
Taking 4 bags of cement to fill up the hole afterwards. That's Grave Digging for Beginners in 2 hours here on Radio 4. And now for part 2 of our new drama serial. In part 1, yesterday, we learned of the increasing tension between Norman and Brian as they discussed how they were going to get Thud, the one-legged horse, up the stairs for his monthly bath. The head keeper, Horace, was becoming increasingly isolated from the others by refusing to leave the lamp room until they let him teach the horse how to play Twister. Part 2. Oh, for a wet horse.
Mum! And they found me face down. In the pond.
Apparently. You were awfully damp when Alison and Steve dragged you back here. And you had a load of pondweed hanging out of your nose. I've put it into the airing cupboard to dry out. Yeah, in case you want to make some soup or something.
Thanks. I can't believe I've been asleep for 12 hours, though.
Oh, yes. You've missed Richard and Judy again.
I wish I could remember what happened, but it's all a blank. Did they say anything else?
Not really. I must say it was all a bit of a surprise. There I was, tucked up in bed, watching a nice video about bananas, when suddenly there was this bang, bang, bang on the door, and there you all were. White as a sheet your face was. Had to stick you straight in bed.
I don't remember any of this.
Then they said something about a toilet, which I didn't understand. And that they found you covered in mud, ranting on about some woman. Then you passed out again. What do you want for breakfast?
What? Oh, cooked, I think.
6 kippers and a sausage.
Fine.
I'll do you an extra kipper, seeing as you had a hard night.
Thanks. Hang on, what woman? You said I was ranting about a woman.
Yes. Oh, and you had a note attached to your underwear. Here.
Huh?
Do you want fried bread as well, or another kipper?
Stapled on?
Yep.
To your grunters?
Yeah.
Well?
Thanks for a great evening. Meet me here again at midnight tonight. Hugs, Lucy.
What great evening. We're only gone for about 5 minutes. We would have been quicker, but Steve got caught up by the berries.
Look, I got tangled in my scarf.
Well, that's just it. Once I'd read the note, it all came flooding back. Actually, I was with her for about 3 hours.
What?
Well, she took me off in the magic shed to this strange and wonderful land.
Did you bang your head on the toilet bowl when you fell over?
What are you eating?
These.
Oh,
Yeah, well, we talked and laughed and wandered around. It was great. She's really nice.
For 3 hours?
Yes.
While we were behind the bushes for 5 minutes?
I've been thinking about that. I think time passes slower in Shedland.
Shedland? Bob, we found you face down in a puddle with a pot noodle down your trousers. You obviously saw a bat or something, got scared, tripped over the lager bag and then drank a couple of pints of Chateau Effluent.
Fine, don't believe me. But what about this note?
Mum wrote it. Like the way you used to get her to write notes to the home economics teacher because you were scared of her gravy boats.
Well, I'm going back to the allotment this evening.
So you can go off to Shedland again? Why does she live in your shed anyway?
The shed's like a halfway point. She doesn't actually live in it. She comes into our world to buy things that are illegal where she comes from. Then she takes them back and sells them on the black market. Makes a fortune, apparently.
What sort of things?
She wouldn't tell me. Something dodgy, I think.
What happened to those pot noodles we didn't eat?
They're back in the kitchen. Why?
I'm getting fed up of eating these things. I could murder a PN.
I should have stayed at home tonight and talked to the dog.
Anyway, it's my round. Same again.
Yeah, and can you get some more of these?
Right.
I'm not sure you should be eating those, you know.
Don't you remember that programme we heard on the radio yesterday?
The food and drink thing?
Yeah, they said how you should eat lots more fresh fruit, vegetables, and how they'd recently found that eating beer mats was particularly good for you.
No, they said beetroot.
Oh.
2 pints of lager and a pint of Guinness, please.
Okay, love.
Oh, hello, Eric. Let me buy you a drink. What'll you have?
Hey,
is that a lager?
Right,
and another pint of lager, please. Mm-hmm. Listen, you know I've got that allotment now down by the sewage works. Well, I believe they asked you about getting rid of the shed. Do you know what's in it? Right. Yeah, only I tried to hang around after midnight just to see if I could get into it.
That's £7.85, please.
Oh, right.
Thank you.
Oh, cheerio.
What? No, hang on. Don't go away. Beep. I want to ask... what?
Boom, 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 bang. Shed.
Well, possibly, but not for another week or two.
No, tonight. Whee! Boom. Crater. 5 minutes.
What? No, they can't.
What's the matter?
Come on, we've got to go.
Where?
The allotment. Come on. Please. Thank you, excuse me.
Sorry, you can't come through here just now.
But they're going to bomb my shed.
Oh, you're Bob, are you? Well, that's different. Hang on, I'll just open up the gate.
Thank you.
I know a place where you can stand. You'll get a much better view of the bombing.
What? No, I want to stop it happening.
Bit late now, I think. He's just coming around for his final approach. Should be here in a minute.
I've got to get over there.
What's the matter? Did you forget to dig up your turnips or something?
No, there's somebody in the shed.
What? It's been locked for years. There's no way anybody can be in there. I had a go at it myself once. Broke 3 crowbars, my Land Rover, a telegraph pole, and Neville over there, he damaged his fingernail. Very distressed he was.
There is somebody in there. I saw them last night.
You sure it wasn't just them funny lights you saw? They were flashing again last night, although apparently that's not all that was flashing.
What?
Old Mrs. Duffweed was out walking her poodle down here. Said she heard 2 people arguing about pot noodles, then saw 2 bottoms poke out from behind them rhododendrons.
Look, please, we have to do something.
Too late, Squire. Here he comes. Look!
No!
What a sight!
Bob?
Over here. We're too late.
Wow, that was some plane, wasn't it? Did he hit it? Oh gosh, what a big crater. Not very discreet, these bomb things, are they?
Gow, what was that?
Looks like half a leek. Oh, and a couple of carrots.
Maybe we should find some shelter.
Where's the shed, then? Ow!
Some onions. Excellent.
Ow!
There are going to be a few hot pots around tomorrow, I think. Come on, let's gather up a few of these and take them home. Maybe you could get Mum to make one of her legendary stir-fry, scary, veggie, cheesy dumplings.
But what about Lucy?
Look, I'm sure you just dreamt the whole Shedland thing. There is no Lucy. Give it a couple of days and you'll have the place all flattened out again. Steve will help you.
Help him what?
To fill in the hole.
What hole?
You remember the shed?
What shed?
Bob, it'll be fine. Just keep Steve away from any sharp implements. Do a bit of raking, plant some seeds, and within no time you'll have your little haven of peace and tranquility.
Hello?
Ah!
Lucy, you're safe.
Well, I think so. Although I'm going to have a nasty bruise on my nose where that broccoli hit me. Eric warned me a few hours ago that the plane was coming tonight.
Eric?
Yes. Have you met him? Really chatty bloke. That's his shed over there. He's my agent.
What?
Didn't I tell you that last night?
No.
All of those things that I take back home, I buy them through him.
So, what sort of things are we talking about here? Weapons? Drugs? Or something a bit weird, like leisure wear for Alsatians?
We had that for tea the other night.
What?
Alsatian pie.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did, on Tuesday.
We had fish on Tuesday.
No, for pudding.
Apple crumble? What could possibly make you think that there was Alsatian in it?
Well, the bones and the fur, for a start.
Look, I think we may be wandering off topic slightly. Lucy, you were talking about your things?
Oh, yeah. Don't worry, it's nothing too weird. Well, not here, anyway. Makes me an absolute fortune back home, though. Actually, I've got something here for you, Bob. A little present.
For me? Thanks, what is it? Ah.
There's a huge catalogue back in Eric's shed. It's full of all sorts of stuff. Do you want to look?
No, thanks. These are lovely.
I can get you ones that play different tunes if you like. And there's another model that has a big torch at the back too.
Great. Maybe later. Listen, how are you going to get home if the shed's been destroyed?
I was hoping someone could put me up for a bit. Until I get a new transit point sorted out, I'm kind of stranded here.
Your mum's got that spare room?
Well, yeah. You'd have to get the smell of the giraffes out of the bed first.
Oh, I love giraffes. Do you think she'd mind me staying?
No. And it looks as though you'll have a lot in common, sadly.
Although how they managed to get all 14 under the same duvet remains a mystery to this day. Anyway, that's it for this week. Goodbye.
And Gardener's Question Time will be back at the same time next week. We were due now to hear part 7 of our Lighthouse-based drama serial, but due to an excessive number of complaints and several questions being asked in Parliament, the programme has been withdrawn. And in its place, we now bring you the highly acclaimed award-winning documentary about daytime television presenters, Fat and Rubbish.
And this garden hose with Pro Plus Ultra Jet Super Squirt Blast in Action, ideal for washing, cleaning and shifting stubborn objects.
Very popular.
Do you think that jet would reach the garage roof over there?
Should do.
Good. There are a couple of small black and furry objects that I need to shift. Should come in handy for my evaporation club too.
Oh no.
Your what?
Evaporation club.
Mum and four of her friends.
Three? Mrs. Partridge is in hospital with pneumonia.
Mum and three of her friends meet up once a fortnight, hose each other down with warm water, and then chat for a couple of hours while they dry off.
Sometimes we go on days out and we bring along a watering can. Went to someone's wedding last month. I don't know whose it was though.
Then the vicar threw them out.
Not sure why. We was ever so quiet. Perhaps it was the dripping that got to him. I've never seen him look purple before.
Look, Mum, please don't get any more of this stuff. Just leave it at the hose and the custard.
And the video rewinder.
Fine. Get a new one. But don't use it as a liquidiser this time. I keep finding bits of banana stuck to the walls.
Okay, dear. Hello?
Lucy, I'm sorry.
Don't worry. My mum's just as bad.
Really?
Well, almost. The custard is a bit of a new one, though.
Oh, I know. It's the footprints in the bathroom carpet afterwards that get to me. Listen, how are you going to get home?
I've been thinking about that. We build you a new shed.
But all the problems will come back. The flashing lights, the nosy neighbours, the RAF bombers.
Ah, but here's the cunning bit. We build a shed with a cellar.
Oh, God, and all I wanted to do was grow some sprouts.
Okay, dear. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Who was that?
It was your sister.
Apparently, there have been some strange developments down at your allotment. Everybody's very puzzled.
Well, don't look at me.
You know those vegetables that bounced off people's heads after the bomb drop?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, there's something magical about them.
What do they do? Ride skateboards? Make their own salad dressings?
Not quite.
Where did you put the bag I brought back?
It's hanging on the back of the door.
Well, let's have a look then.
In Bob's Magic Allotment, Bob was played by Robert Freeman, Mum by Sophie Allam, Alison by Lois Tucker, and Steve by Tim Yokel. Lucy by Sarah Sharp, Allotment Official by Laura Wilkinson, Sid by Mike Parkins, The Gardener by Ernie Defenza, The Pub Landlady by Alice Bardswell, and Old Eric by Andy Geifer. The Radio 4 presenters were played by Ellen Miles, Tara Flynn, and Michael Towner. Bob's Magic Allotment was written by Alan Morgan and directed by Fleur Sandler and Janine Mayer-Smith.